I can't remember her being with us all the time, but we did have the children for a longer time, so it might be she changed jobs and went someplace a little further away, you know, where it was more convenient for her to stay there and just visit the children, mm-hmm. because we had them for several months when I'm sure she wasn't there. Uh-huh. In fact, I suppose that's how we made enough money to put a little down payment on the house when we moved out to El Monte. Mm-hmm. I think it was only $200 we had to have down on it, so.
Did, what were your, in your spare time, what, I mean, like the time that you had off, mm-hmm. What kinds of things did you do?
Well, we used to go to the movies quite a bit. That was our main, We used to go on the old Egyptian theater down on 4th Street. mm-hmm. Like that. Mama liked to go. And, we didn't do anything very exciting. I guess I used to read a lot. mm-hmm.
Did you ever do anything in your time off with people you were working with?
Oh, very, very little. Everybody was involved with their own life. And in fact, people lived all around the area. The people that I worked with didn't necessarily all live in Long Beach, you know. And
did you do much or any dating at all during the war?
Not very much. I was jinxed from being born under the sign of the Virgin, and men just didn't figure too prominently in my life. In fact, I really felt like I was too busy just making a living and existing to, and it didn't seem necessary to me to, I didn't care that much about dating to be going out haunting the bars and place where you went to meet men, you know. That, mm-hmm. And I really, in the course of my life, has not very often come across a man that interested me all that much. You know, a woman looks at a man and thinks, well, you know, I could go for him or something. And I've really seen very few men. And if I ever did, there was somebody was already married. So sex and dating hasn't really figured very strong in my life. And, I mean, I found other things that interested me, and it hasn't been a big lack in my life. It isn't something I've worried about. I'm thinking, well, here I've grown old and I haven't been dating or going out with men and sleeping with them and all that. And so it, like I say, it hasn't, probably if it bothered me, I'd have done something about it.
Did, you first went to work at Volte, and this is before the war, did you have any, did that seem like a permanent position for you? I mean, did it seem like work you were
Well, I could have enjoyed it if, you know, a similar job had opened up. I could have just gone on and made a career out of that. And mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's always been easier for me to adapt myself to whatever I'm doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. When the war began to turn around in 1944, what were your ideas about your future?
Well, I guess I didn't actually think too much about it. By that time, it got to seem a pretty permanent job, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I guess occasionally I did worry about what I'd do when the war ended, because naturally you knew it would end
mm-hmm.
sometime. But I can't remember thinking too much about it. I guess I just figured, well, I'd find something else.
When they hired you, did they give you any indication that it was a temporary hiring, or did they?
No, it was a permanent type thing.
Mm-hmm. Did, so you thought that, did you think the job might last beyond the war?
Well, I can't remember thinking too much about it, but I guess I thought in terms of it was, you know, just a wartime job, and probably I'd be out when it was over. And it just did just end overnight. The war was over, and my daughter had been visiting her aunt for the summer down in New Mexico, and I had taken a week's vacation and gone down to bring her back, come home with her, so she wouldn't be traveling alone. And I guess the war ended while I was down there. By the time I got back, I had a telegram saying that the job was over. And so that was that. They just let us go just like that after the war ended.
And so you went down, did you have a vacation?
Well, as I remember, I had a week's vacation coming to me, and so I stayed down there, you know, for maybe not the whole week, but anyway, I went down there.
Did you have to go back into the plant to get any of your
I suppose I did probably, and, you know, sign out and everything when I came back.
How did you feel about it?
Well, naturally, then I started worrying about another job. Well, I figured, of course, everybody was glad that the war was over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have had the war continue just so we could have a job.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people were laid off in, or did they give you any... I mean, what did they say to you when they laid you off?
Well, I can't remember. It was, but they just, well, I'm sure that probably they had known, you know, that they weren't going to be building airplanes.
Mm-hmm. So, did they ever, when they laid off, did the telegram just say, you're laid off?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a 10-word telegram.
Just 10 words?
As I remember.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, there was no further need for us, and so there was hundreds and mm-hmm. hundreds of people who were just...
Mm-hmm. Immediately after that, what did you do?
Let's see, that was in August 45. Remember what I did? Oh, I think after that, my first job was civil service. I'd been looking around, of course, madly for something to do because I didn't have that much money to, you know, last very long, you know, without a job. And when we moved over on Gaviota Avenue, why, to make extra money, we rented bedrooms. We had two bedrooms there. We kept the two little kids for a while, but not very long after that. I think Mrs. Singleton got married or something and took the kids, so we didn't have them. So then we rented the two bedrooms,
mm-hmm.
and we rented the girls. We had two girls in each bedroom. Well, one of the girls had been looking around for a job, and she said that she'd found this place was down on Broadway. They were hiring for a civil service job.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sort of a happy-go-lucky type. She didn't really want a job very bad anyway, but she mentioned it. And, you know, like they were taking more than just one person. They were taking a lot of people, so I hustled right down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were hiring girls for temporary federal civil service jobs for the separation center out on Terminal Island,
mm-hmm.
and to separate the sailors as they went out of the Navy.
Mm-hmm. So up to that, to the point when you got, when you went to for that job,
mm-hmm.
Was there a period in there when you were without any kind of income? Or?
Well, for a short. It was a fairly short time, I think, because I'm pretty sure the war ended in August.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it must have been September or October when I finally found this. And I can't remember. It might be that I found a couple little temporary jobs in between time, nothing that was going to be permanent.
Did you try to collect unemployment at all?
I don't really remember. It may be that I did if I was out of work,
mm-hmm.
but I can't actually remember getting any unemployment.